Invasion of the bugs!
Did you know you can go 15 miles over the speed limit?
Move over loud booms, there's a new Idaho conspiracy theory.
And score the newest novel by an East Idaho author.
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers.
Those who love bad jokes, those who love dad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
All y'all in between.
Idaho Falls Infotainment, opinion. This is the 100 episode letdown.
Letdown?
I understand postpartum depression.
I understand 101 Dalmatians, and that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think 101 is a good thing.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe don't be such a downer, Mike.
I guess I expected we'd be farther along by now.
I mean, we're 100 episodes in. That's pretty far along. Do you mean, like, you want more money?
Yeah, just something.
I get that.
Some sort of satisfaction or, I mean, if I take stock, I sound like a spoiled brat because we've got an Instagram reel that got, it's up to 1.4 million.
Right, right.
A couple of Facebook reels that are 300,000 a piece or something, but.
Well, and I think the real value of this podcast is the friends we've met along the way.
Fine.
No, seriously, though, we really have met some really cool people through this.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know what else I wanted other than, you know.
Right, right. Matter of fact, literally just today, I decided to go get us some dinner at Santa Maria Style Grilling.
Let's give them a shout out.
Because they rock. That peanut butter bacon burger that they do, it sounds horrible, but it tastes amazing.
That red oak smoke.
It's so good. And the gal who owns it was like, oh my gosh, hi, it's so good to see you again. And it was really heartwarming. It was a nice moment for me.
Hit Road and Highway 20, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Yep, right in that corner, right next to Fixology. Fixology is the one.
Hip, yeah. Sip, Pop Shop, Fizz Biz, Thirst Burst, Hip Sip.
One of them Mormon Starbucks.
Dirty Soda. Yeah.
You know the place.
Slurpin' Burps.
Yeah, right? Ooh, Slurpin' Burp. That's a good one.
Anyway, Santa Maria Style Grilling, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are fantastic. Thanks, Lane and Whitney, for introducing us.
Right. See, we're so rich in friends.
Yeah. All right, box elder bugs invading East Idaho. Ah, can we get some sort of AI on the screen? Ah, look at all the bugs. Ah.
Well, and also, I'll just say, you're saying this like it's new.
No, yeah, it is kind of an every June, July thing, isn't it?
Right. Well, and also, my parents' house, for some reason, is like constantly overrun.
Box elder central.
Right. Well, and the funny thing is, so my granny lives exactly next door. So I have, I think, a pretty good sort of control group with my granny's house. She gets almost none. But for some reason, my parents' house gets just an absolute metric ton.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder
every
what's
year.
Up.
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's like on a corner lot or something, or maybe it's the tree in the front yard. But hot damn, there are a lot of bugs over there.
I sprayed my place thinking that's going to take care of it. And I found exactly 3 bugs in here this summer. We had a moth in the studio last episode, true. Just a teeny one.
Yeah, yeah. He was just a little guy. He didn't bother anyone.
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened to him. He's probably dead now.
Probably dead now.
Oh.
Spider in my bathtub and a box elder bug today.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about spiders in like the bathtub or the shower? Because it's happened to me a few times.
Yeah. Do they get all the way there from the outside?
I mean, clearly they must.
Or do they come up the drain?
I just ran
it 24 hours ago.
No, they must get in from the outside.
Okay.
They have to.
Yeah.
I can't live with the idea of them getting up through the drain. That is horrifying.
Coolness and moisture.
But also, have you ever noticed that, or at least for me, maybe this isn't the case for you. Maybe I'm being assumptive.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like every single time I find a spider in the shower or in the bathtub, it's always right in the middle of the shower and or bath that I'm taking.
I found mine before I stepped in. Like, pull back the curtain. There it is.
Oh
you little bastard.
I feel like mine are always like up in the corner or something like that. And they're like watching you while you're showering. You got soap in your eyes. You're trying not to blind yourself, but you also can't.
The whole time.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. And you can't close your eyes because then you're afraid it's going to like launch onto you.
Have you seen that doorbell cam footage of the squirrel that's hiding?
Yes.
Under an eave or something. Somebody goes to ring the doorbell. It jumps on him and freaks him out.
Right. And the person whose house it is opens the door and they're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
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 Funny.
Like it's lying in wait.
Right, right. And that, I feel, is kind of how spiders in the shower and bath are for me. The last time I found a spider in my bathroom, it was in this like weird corner right in front of the tub, like kind of where the tub met the wall, right? And I was on the toilet and I was like in a very vulnerable position and I couldn't do anything. And it was the worst because I had to sit
there. Be right with you.
I had to sit there in fear, just waiting to kill it, you know?
Oh. Yeah. Well, I think it was probably, it seems like a year or so ago, I was talking about how sick I was to the point where I was just an excretion machine.
Right. Yeah.
From every orifice.
Input, output.
And it really is a miserable set of circumstances when you have to choose what's coming out next.
Right.
And that's all you are is a series of those choices.
See, I've had...
But that might be worse.
I've had such bad illnesses where I don't get to choose what's coming out next. Mm. It's all coming out right now. Mm. And all you can do is catch it if you're lucky.
Thank God for the toilet close to the bathtub situation.
That's always a good one. Or I like, in my situation, I just, you know, was on the toilet while also holding the wastebasket. Just a miserable human at that moment. That was my honeymoon, as a matter of fact.
Well, and let's not forget, you're ingenious. Copyright. IFAF idea for the puke pitcher.
Yes. Yeah. Puke pitcher is where it's at.
Because it's got the handle.
Yeah. The handle.
There's no bowl that might go flying.
Exactly.
You got a handle.
Yeah.
On
you got a handle. And also it fits your face perfectly.
Yeah.
Like it'll cover exactly this amount. You don't have to worry about splashback or anything like that. You don't have to worry about like puking into it at the right trajectory for it to like sort of skateboard out the other side.
Typical IFAF episode. If you're just new to the show, this is what we do.
Yeah, we get gross real quick. Sorry.
Broke the seal pretty fast there. Also, it's hot.
It is
hot. We're in the 90s all week long.
About time, though, isn't it? Considering that 2 weeks ago when we went to Montana, it was snowing and it looked like Christmas.
Definite pool weather.
Yeah.
Here's something from the Mesa, Arizona Fire Department.
Hey guys, welcome to Does It Melt, where Mesa Fire Department melts stuff to remind you about heat safety. We've got lots of goodies. First, these gummy bears. Chapstick. Put that there. These little squishy toys. Of course, we have to do crayons. Fruit snacks. And they've actually already started melting. A slice of cheese. That one might be gross. And we're actually baking cookies today, too. We'll see if the shoe shrinks. So here's the full spread. Now we wait. And the GoPro is already overheating.
5 hours later.
Okay, we're back. We left it out all afternoon. That's nasty.
Oh.
The chapstick crayons and gummy bears are fully melted, and our squishy toys are a bit sad. The cheese went beyond melting and is actually baked. And so is the cookie. Check out how much the shoe shrunk. Wow. Remember to not leave your kids or pets in the car.
Yeah, holy shit.
Can I just point out, though, that they fucked up just a little bit here
by
putting the cookie under the chapstick. If they would have just changed the arrangement a little bit and put the cookie at the top of the tinfoil instead of at the bottom, then it would have been perfectly good to eat and there wouldn't have been chapstick and goo all over it.
It is a shame to...
Yeah, to ruin
bake
a cookie,
good cookie and not eat it.
Yes, I agree.
The hell, man.
Especially because it's got to be so perfect and warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's got to be like the most ooey gooey delicious, like soft in the center cookie you've ever had, you know?
So at least we're not in Mesa, Arizona.
At least. And that being said, Wyoming people, okay, I see you. And I've got a bone to pick with you. Just because we're not in Mesa doesn't mean you can leave your goddamn dog in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw that a lot at the beginning of the summer. We mentioned it a few episodes ago.
I don't get it.
Come on, Wyoming people. No dogs in the cars.
Like, if you know not that you're going to have to leave them in the car, don't bring them with you. Mm-mm. Leave them at home. Let them hang out in the air conditioning, dude.
We do like to include, by the way, news from elsewhere in the Mormon corridor.
Right.
You've heard us mention this casually before. But again, if you're new to the show, we're sort of resetting the stage a little bit for new listeners.
Yeah, it is 101. Maybe you don't want to catch up on all of those. We get it.
Yeah. Mormon Corridor, a.k.a. the Jell-O Belt.
Oh, that's funny. That's good.
Phoenix, Mesa, St. George, Little Vegas. There's an LDS population in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely there is.
And then up the I-15 corridor.
Right.
You know, Salt Lake, of course. Yeah. Provo, of course. Right. Idaho Falls, Rexburg.
Yep. Right. Now, can I really quickly point out, too, I actually know people who have actively decided to bake cookies in their car while they're, like, at work.
I did it once for fun.
I think it's brilliant. A little
bit. Yeah.
You know, because then you get a snack and your car is going to smell so good.
So good, right? that's a tactic for selling a home.
Yes.
It's baking fresh cookies.
Yeah, which is so, well, and the Parade of Homes does it every year too, and their cookies are so good.
The Skidmore Homes, yeah.
Yeah, those are nice.
Might be a little biased because of those.
Yeah.
No, but if your windshield, if you're parked facing south.
Yeah.
On a 90 degree day, I bet you can. I bet you can put some Toll House.
Honestly, I don't even know if you have to be facing south. Sheet. I think that so long as you're not in the shadows, you're probably fine.
I think it would be best.
Best.
If you were.
Yeah, but, I would agree.
Yeah.
But I think you could do it from basically any angle.
After
your
work
car gets
snack.
So hot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little dessert.
Just take the milk inside the workplace. Put it in the mini fridge.
Oh, that'd be gross.
Well, let's go straight to the comments and follow-ups, can we?
Yeah, do it.
We were talking about, God knows what. Having a dance number at the beginning of an IFAF live show.
Oh, right.
Maybe recruiting Harrison Ford since he seems to be a local from time to time.
Yes, right.
And I thought, well, if he isn't doing, I don't know how the hell I pronounced it, but I didn't pronounce it correctly. If he isn't doing Glenmorangie ads.
Let's say it together.
Glenmorangie.
Okay.
That's how you pronounce. And it's not an Irish whiskey, Mikey, a dumbass. I think so.
Yeah.
Glenmorangie.
Morangie, okay.
Rhymes with orangey.
Yeah, right.
And it's a Scottish whiskey.
Okay, well, I mean.
Which makes sense if it rhymes with orangey.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll also
which is
say,
also our nickname for Carly.
Thank you. Yes. I do think that it's kind of funny that people got so bent out of shape over that one. Like, let's be kind of honest here. Like, Scotland and Ireland are pretty close geographically
from where
and
we're
also
sitting.
Culturally. Like, to us stupid f***ing Americans. Yeah.
All right, who won the $100 from episode 100?
Oh, I actually don't know. I'd love to hear.
You remember the rules were comment 100, the 100 emoji on any post, any platform. The winner is from TikTok, and I'm just going to say Charlene. I believe his or her name is Charlene or Charlin or
Charlene
or Charlin.
Charlene. Okay, I love it.
Yeah, or Charlie Any.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, it looks, yeah.
Kay.
Anyway, thank you so much for playing. And that was a lot of fun. Thank you, everybody, for playing.
Yes, and make sure to tell all your friends about us so that maybe when we do another giveaway, they could win or you could win. You never know.
And thanks a lot to ChatGPT for basically helping us pick the winner. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Greater Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, let's talk. Ooh, let's talk about that.
Boy, it was crickets last week. I was expecting some sort of a...
Those guys are assholes.
Yeah, I mean...
Post?
Yeah, a little bit.
Instead, they just deleted their post about the...
I kind of wonder if they realized that they looked like butts.
And you know
and
what?
It wasn't them. It was one particular bad actor, I think.
I think so. And after reviewing the post again, you can go back to last episode and see it if you really must. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure they ChatGPT'd that.
Oh,
you know what the dead giveaway is? The series of hashtags at the bottom and the style in which they're done. Title case.
Oh,
no one does that in real life. The only thing that does that is ChatGPT.
Interesting. Okay. Huh.
So I'm wondering I had no if they idea. Just said, yeah, that sounds good.
Right.
We'll threaten the public and everyone who lives along the parade route.
Yeah.
They won't notice.
Well, and also, so our guy that we know basically had reached out and asked people with front yards on the parade route, like, hey, can I set up shop on your yard?
Yeah.
Right? And in the comments of that big post, someone said, hey, what if you live here and you want to sell stuff from your house? And they were like, yeah, that's fine, so long as you're not, like, blocking the parade or, like, walking around or causing any issues. Which, like, it's literally what the guy wanted to do, and he got in trouble somehow?
So why did you send the angry leprechaun into his DMs?
Right.
To tell him not to? I just, runaway, power-hungry organizations always kind of, I don't know, bug me?
Yeah, it seemed a little, well, and,
more
okay.
than box elder infestations?
Yes. Yeah, at least the box elder bugs are just hanging out, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, and like the part of the post that said something like, oh, you could be fined, we're going to confiscate your stuff, you could be fined, you're going to get in big trouble, basically. And it's like, I'm sorry, are you telling me that you're just going to take items that rightfully belong to me? Like, I don't think you have the authority to do that, bud.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And it was weird.
It frankly looks,
I think that's why they deleted it.
I mean, right. And it looks bad on you if you say we're going to do stuff that you definitely can't do and we all know you can't do. It looks dumb.
And look, it's at some point in the future, and maybe we already have, we're going to make a giant mistake.
Oh, sure. We already have, I'm sure.
And when we do, and when someone points it out to us and calls us out, we're going to own it mm-hmm. and apologize.
Yeah.
And if we need to, find out how to make it good. All right.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Kind of ironic that the winning float for the Idaho Falls 4th of July parade was 710 Spectrum.
Right.
They won the best overall float.
Mm-hmm.
They are a self-described cannabis store in Idaho Falls.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, they do like CBD products, not THC products, which if you don't speak weed, THC is the fun kind.
Yeah.
CBD is the kind that makes your back not hurt.
CBD is the kind you give to pets
yeah.
for the 4th of July.
Yeah, CBD is a perfectly legal anywhere in the U.S.
I've got some option. In my cabinet right now.
Oh, yeah, it rocks.
We should like OD on it one episode and see what happens.
That'd be fun.
Anyway,
probably nothing.
The float talks about no regulation without representation,
mm-hmm.
America's hemp history, and how you can join the cannabis revolution.
Right.
How about that? Well, aren't we a little liberal city?
Well,
we have protests and everything.
You know what, though? That's the thing. I also don't think that it's liberal to support freedom with marijuana.
I think the greatest lie perpetrated on the American public was that alcohol was less damaging than cannabis.
Right. Yeah. By far. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing with that, too, is I think that genuinely, even if you are a conservative person, if you believe in, like, your right to basically do as you please so long as it's not hurting people and, you know, liberty and all that stuff, autonomy, then I kind of think that you have to be pro-marijuana legalization.
Do yourself a favor right now and go to your favorite streaming platform and play a little song from Bob Dylan. He's hot again, isn't he?
He is, yeah, after that Tim Tam Shalaman movie.
Rainy Day Women. Okay. One more pro tip life hack for the Idaho Falls fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you live in the South, Pocatello and beyond.
Twin Falls, etc.
Salt Lake City, anywhere in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drive back on a Sunday.
Oh, what makes you say that? What
Last
happened?
Sunday, so as we were editing
episode
100, so it had already, you know, we'd already said all the things.
Right.
Couldn't add it to last episode. Here's the report. I don't know if I can believe it, and I'll tell you why. Traffic on I-15 was backed up for miles for hours from Inkham all the way to Idaho Falls, which is 60 f***ing miles.
Holy guacamole. That's so long.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do either. You know, you can't even like really take an alter, like you can't get off and then get back on a little further down because you're still going to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah, there's only one way out of there.
Sucks.
And I guess it was just a combination of construction and lots of people wanting to get home.
Oh my gosh. See, at that point, you're so much better just sleeping in your car.
Yeah, at that point, you pull over in Pocatello, you have some, I don't know. Food.
Yeah, stop at a Maverick and get a burrito there or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some chaos chips maybe, and just take a little nizzity nap.
The benefit, though, of this is that you can see license plates like this. How did this get passed?
You know, I will say when I first looked at it,
I didn't get it.
No. Mm. No, I didn't. No, I was like, ZZA. Yeah, I was like, ZZA Tay? Yeah.
The license plate, and see if you can visualize this if you're only listening. Mm-hmm. ZZA space TA3. Visualize that and then flip it. Pretend that you're looking at that license plate in your rear view mirror.
Right, right.
Okay, well, happy Pride Month.
That was last month, Mike. Also, you don't have to be proud to do that.
All the kids are doing it these days.
You can be very humble. What was that one movie? It was like a cop movie. I think it was like The Good Guys or something. Mm-hmm. It was like a jokey joke buddy cop movie that came out relatively recently. Mm-hmm. And their whole big joke in it was like, oh, what, you don't eat ass? You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to have to. That's going to have to be bleeped. But it was a very funny little bit. And it was kind of a running joke in it.
Right. Okay. This is wild. Never in my wildest dreams. So maybe this is what happens when you're 100 episodes in.
Okay.
IFAF scooped all of the news organizations on our last show when we talked about the new lion arrivals at the Idaho Falls Zoo, Kenya and Dixie.
I know. I was so excited about that.
We had that last Monday. Mm-hmm. Local News 8 had it last Friday. And a news source in a trust still doesn't have it.
Well, maybe they don't care about critters.
As of press time.
Shame on you.
Carly, that's what we're left to assume. Is it not that a news source in a trust is full of people who just hate cats and
bunch of dog people.
People who like cats.
Apparently.
Big, small, any size.
You know, just today I saw a video of someone who found
I don't want to believe that. But
I wouldn't want
that
to.
Is what we are left to assume. Personally, I don't believe it. I won't believe it.
Right.
Shan't believe it.
Just today, I saw a video of someone who found a little baby bobcat that followed them home and became their little bobcat. And I was just like,
oh. Do they laser pointer?
Oh, you know what? They should have. They should have. But the whole time, I was just like, why can't this happen to me? Well, and the obvious reason is I'm not outside often enough.
Right.
You know, no little bobcats can find me because I'm in my home in my bed hanging out.
With your real cats.
Yes. Yeah.
With your house cats.
Oh, and it was so cute, too, because the bobcat was giving their house cat a little bath. Oh, so cute.
Semi-follow-up. It resides in follow-up land only because we've talked about Bucky's before.
Mm-hmm.
The Virgins, Lane and Whitney.
Uh-huh.
Second time this episode. I'm sure we'll bring them up again.
Yeah, because they rock.
They do. And in fact, Lane, thank you for sending me all those TikToks. But didn't they bring back some pickled quail eggs?
Yes, they did.
From a Bucky's.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know what a Bucky's is, it's just this massive, like, they are...
It's like if Walmart and a gas station had a baby, but the godchild of that baby was, like, Costco.
They are interstate travel stops that are so massive. I think one of them holds the record for the world's either biggest or longest car wash.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
But, like, to the point where they're almost... A destination.
Yes.
And not just a travel stop.
Kind of like Idaho Falls now.
Now we are. Now yeah. With the Visit Idaho Falls experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, we did go hard on them last episode.
I know. I feel a little bit bad. But also, like, get your stuff together, people.
Well, you see one thing and then you start digging and I can't stop.
I know. I get it.
Anywho, anyway. The Bucky's is going to be in the Boise area at I-84 and Meridian Road. Rumor has it 74,000 square feet and possibly in the next 18 months, so before the end of 2026.
Hot dog. Maverick, yeah. You're going to get a run for your money, baby. Mm. and can I just say those
That's
quail
how
eggs?
We started talking about Bucky's, is we started talking about Maverick's acquisition of Come and Go. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Mm. A dude bro's favorite gas stop.
Mm-hmm. Happy Pride.
That feels more hetero. Happy hetero awesome this week. Jeez Louise. Anyway, but the point with that whole thing is I actually just had the last of those Bucky's eggs just the other day. Right. And I was so sad to see it go because it was so good.
Virgins, time for another road trip.
Yeah, right? Yeah, let's all go together.
What is Pocatello talking about? They were upset last week with the dead grass at Mountain View Cemetery. I think maybe that's been remedied because I haven't seen anything in the last few days.
Oh, I wonder. Maybe they just spray painted it.
The city says they're aware. There's all sorts of theories like as to why.
Well, I mean, of all the places for dead things, Seems appropriate.
Congratulations. Now the grass matches the occupants.
Yeah, there we go.
That's dark.
A little bit.
Pretty
little
dark. The water main broke or something, or the sprinklers were being fixed.
Okay.
And there's damage from marmots too. So.
Oh, those damn marmots. You know, though, I don't think that the occupants cared too much.
No.
Thankfully.
No, the people visiting the occupants are the ones who care.
Yeah.
Like a guy, someone on my friend's list, and then a guy running for mayor of Pocatello.
Oh, really?
Like just, which is great, buddy, whoever you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to make up a name and say Dakota Smith.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Probably not his real name, but if I were to.
Yeah. Potential future mayor of Pocatello.
Post that I've read and put away 4 days ago. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe the cemetery is getting ready for Goth Night at Misfits. Saturday, August 9th, 7 p.m., 117 South Main, Pocatello.
That sounds so cool.
I wonder if the Goth Gang is going.
Oh, I hope they do.
Yeah.
They'd be so good there.
It's so great being friends with, Maddie Danger, Dylan O'Mori, Bleedstain Artistry, Reagan, and Liz, short for Lizard.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm even friends with her mom now.
Yeah, her mom seems just cool.
The whole gang, we love you.
Yeah. People who are willing to just be who they want to be. That's hot. That's cool.
Great opportunity to go and plug our buddy Roddy TV on YouTube. Mm-hmm. He's got a couple of, I still haven't watched Cars 3. It's on my list, buddy.
Right. And he's so funny. They really do a good job on their podcast.
I wish that I could say that this show was powered by this drink that we wanted to try, but we couldn't find it.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed by that. I even went, so I will say, first of all, you sent me to Target, and I did take a lot longer there than I meant to, because it's Target.
Don't ever send a woman to Target when you're in a hurry.
Right.
Hey,
right.
We got to do the show tonight. Would you mind stopping by Target?
Yeah, stopping by. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go. And then I got sucked into that little dollar section, and it was so good. I got this really cute little, it's a ice cream cone-shaped suction cup thing that you, stick your phone to on your dash. It's very cute, and it was only $1.
Yeah. But they didn't have this bubbly, sparkling water.
Yeah.
Is supposedly flavored like a melted bomb pop. It's called Melted Ice Pop, and it's exclusively at Target, and they didn't have any here. And God dang it, they didn't have any Selena Gomez Oreos either.
Well, I mean, they did eventually.
Did they? Because I got mine at Fred Meyer. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're right. I forgot.
Whenever there's a Target exclusive in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
I know. It's so hard for us to run, get it.
And they're gone like that.
I mean, I think the last time that there was a successful Target exclusive in Idaho Falls, it was that one book.
No, I don't know.
No? Okay.
It was the Red Stanley Cups.
It was, oh man, those sold out so fast. Right? And the Elf ones too. Those ones sold out.
Lots of luck.
I struggled with words there for a second. That was funny. I wonder if it's because they send us less product, thinking that not as many people will want it here.
Right.
But we all do. We have here's the thing. I feel like there are so many places New York, LA, that kind of stuff. And there are lots of places that have fun exclusive things that it sort of separates the population out. So you don't have to worry about people all going to one location. Whereas here we have, we only have fewer shops and stuff. And so when there's an exclusive thing, we all go to it.
We have the opposite.
Yeah.
Instead of one store per main city and surrounding suburbs, we have one store for all of East Idaho, basically, from Ashton to Preston.
Well, and even some Wyoming, too.
And Jackson, et cetera.
Yeah.
So remember that, corporate stores, franchises, big box stores. Mm-hmm. In Idaho, especially Idaho Falls, the population doubles on the weekend. And that's because of all the bedroom communities coming and snatching up the bubbly, melted ice pop flavor before we can.
Right. Ooh. Well, and I will say, unless you're an active outdoorsman, you might have a little less to do here sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so the best thing to do is go shopping, you know? And so we're all going to go and shop and buy the stuff. So make sure you have extra of the stuff.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho, Lincoln Post. And check out our brand new listing in Rigby at 3863 East 300 North.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to five states: Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com, Lincoln Post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Crunching ice on the podcast.
I'm crunching the podcast.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Semi-pro.
Nice fart.
Welcome back.
Nice word at the end.
Thank you. Oh, and Rango gets a treat. Everybody in this room is as happy as they can be.
I hope so. Oh, I disturbed him.
It's like, why'd you do that?
I know. He was snuggling with his piggy.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, he looks like he could use a treat. And I tossed one over and it touched his butt and made him get up. And I feel bad now because he was so cozy.
Tell me what kind of vibes this video gives you, Carl.
Well, I mean, it feels very cottagecore at first, but I feel like the end feels a little boudoir.
Indeed.
Yeah. I also have to wonder if the only philanthropy thing that they put at the end is sort of indicative of the sort of content it's going to be.
It's such a brilliant name because you kind of get it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So is she doing like an OnlyFans, but all of the money that she makes off of it, she's going to like donate?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So if you ever wanted to see the AT&T gal's boobs.
Well, and that's the thing is, I think she's sort of saying it's more fun and flirty. Think Maxim.
Okay. Okay.
Not Playboy.
Okay. Fair enough.
Penthouse Hustler.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So this is a Milana Weintraub.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe I pronounced that correctly.
Just wait, someone's going to say that you didn't.
She started this Only Philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
Back in March of this year, she sold her first round of flirty photos in order to raise money for a mother who had lost everything in the LA wildfires.
Man, that's sad.
This is her second campaign, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supporting families with disabilities who are affected by the Eden Canyon fire.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, it's such a good cause.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is a great cause.
Yeah.
So my question is, do you have any sort of cognitive dissonance about this? It's like porn for a great cause.
I mean, it's not quite porn.
Right, no.
Yeah, yeah. It's more like the swimsuit portion of a beauty pageant for a really good cause.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Maybe a little racier than that.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. I haven't spent, because there's different tiers you can get.
Oh, okay.
And different number of photos based on those tiers. And the highest tier, I looked, I at least peeked at that, $1,000.
Oh, wow.
For the highest tier.
Do you get to see some?
I don't know. And you what know I what? Want.
If you buy, if you are one of the ones who has subscribed to the highest tier, you don't have to share the photos because that feels a little wrong to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
But can you tell us if you see some beef? Or something. Like, I just want to know.
I mean, she is Squirrel Girl. It sounds, it just, it's like, what's next? Murder for the children.
You know, honestly, like, I'm pretty sure that there have been true crime podcasts that do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why not?
Breaking and entering for cancer patients.
There it we go. Just... Yeah.
Bad thing for good thing. It's
fucking for virginity, I think.
Yeah, that's kind right.
Of the,
yeah.
The joke. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, at the end of the day.
Drugs for Christ.
That sounds fun. Just kidding.
Yeah. Only once. Just once. Try it once.
I guess what I'm going to say is, at the end of the day, if you have something of value that you can offer and it helps someone, then I think it works. And, you know, if that's her thing of value to offer, that's it. You know, some people bake cookies. Some people show some skin.
You've heard that, you know, you're never really broke as long as you have two warm holes. That's a terrible. I don't even want to finish that sentiment.
It sounds bad, but
it was a tweet that I read once. And some things I wish I could unsee.
Yeah. I do kind of wonder, like, when the days of the bake sale for school fundraisers will go.
Mm.
And instead, it'll be like all of the moms doing OnlyFans.
Right. It's so...
You know, so all the other kids' dads can like, you know, finally see that one mom that they think is really hot.
Right. I think we've gotten at least one comment before, like what somebody said, what's her OnlyFans? As if
mine?
Yeah.
Oh.
As if everybody's got one.
Yeah. No, I don't get that.
Yeah. Carly doesn't.
I don't.
I do, but you know.
Yeah. We haven't had as many people asking about it, which is a shame because you work so hard on it.
Jeff Bezos and his wife, Lauren Sanchez Bezos, arrived at the 2025 Allen & Company Sun Valley Conference.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's affectionately called the summer camp for billionaires.
Yeah, I was going to say, did a bunch of people boo?
There was Bezos.
Or it's a little more secluded than that.
There was... Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, Bob Iger, CEO of Walt Disney Company. And yes, Carly, you nailed it. It's more the reason they go to this thing is because it's so secluded.
Right, right.
So it's this finance company, Allen & Company.
Mm-hmm.
They're an investment firm.
Well, and this is like the freaky
us
little...
Us poors wouldn't understand.
Do you think that there are any camp counselors?
Maybe.
Because that would be so funny. Like all these billionaires and then like one really sad, underpaid teenage camp counselor that's like, okay, guys, right now we're going to make some dream catchers.
Right.
Yeah.
You get like $1 million tip and a pat on the ass.
I mean, that doesn't sound so bad.
From a billionaire here, from Warren Buffett.
Yeah. I mean, I would not want the pat on the ass, but if it meant that I got $1 million tip,
yeah,
I would take it.
So that ended over the weekend, and it's interesting, I think, that this is billionaire territory.
I know. I kind of hate it.
I'm not just talking about Mr. Franks for the fireworks.
Sure.
I'm talking about the joke we made.
He's a millionaire, right?
No, he's a billionaire.
Oh, damn.
2-3 times over?
Jeez,
I believe,
please.
At this point,
what do you
now,
even need? Like, why do you even need that much? You know?
Does he need it?
Leave some for the rest of
us. He's got it. My philosophy, I try to keep it this way. My philosophy is if they have it, they deserve it.
I disagree.
Sometimes you see someone
and
you go, they don't deserve that. I deserve that. But they're the ones who have it.
Well, but also.
So they must deserve it.
But also, Mr. Beast is the only billionaire under 30 who didn't inherit his wealth.
Okay.
So,
oh, yeah, a lot of it is generational wealth.
That's kind of what I'm getting at, is a lot of it you don't necessarily earn. It just sort of falls into your lap.
Right. Does the royal family really deserve 1,100
no.
years of ruling over the...
No, they don't.
British Empire?
And people would agree.
The Art Museum of Eastern Idaho had their chalk fest over the weekend. I don't know what else to say, but hey, neat.
Yeah.
Look at this chalk.
Also, Can we talk about how many very talented local artists we have?
Sure.
Like, okay, we went to Bozeman not too long ago. Mm-hmm. We were looking around some of the shops, and there was that one really big, really amazing picture that we saw at the art gallery.
Yeah.
And it was a $1 million picture.
That's right.
Right? And I was like, man, that is so impressive. And seeing some of these chalk paintings and stuff, like, they're also pretty dang impressive.
Yeah.
And not only that, but these people had to have done it relatively quickly with the knowledge that it was going to get washed away.
Right.
I mean, like, man.
Speaking of that gallery we went to, it's the one on Main Street right next to Jam, the brunch place that we always rave about.
Yeah, we were just waiting for our brunch.
There was a dude who was like basically the Thomas Kincaid of teepee paintings. Yes. I guess is all I could. Like the scenes were either at sunrise or sunset.
Yes.
And there was light emanating from inside the teepee. It was
right. It looked really nice. Yeah, it was really well done. It looked so cozy.
Okay. Here's something I didn't have on my 2025 bingo card. Mm-hmm. Talking about two former KPVI Channel 6 anchors in the same episode.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, our little old town producing all of these starlets.
First, former Channel 6 anchor Suzanne Hobbs. Mm-hmm. Does that ring a bell? From 20 years ago? Just say 25.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't date her like that.
She's just magically in the new James Gunn Superman film that came out over the weekend.
Right, how cool is that? Yeah, she's a GBS reporter.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's the name of the made-up news organization in...
In the DC universe?
Yeah. Right, right.
Right.
...early this morning in a Jitters coffee shop about 7 feet tall, but it has apparently been growing.
Suzanne still rocking those bangs until they come back in style, Hobbs.
Okay, first of all, bangs have always been in style, and people act like they're not, but they look so good on so many people, including her.
She may another middle name for her might be Suzanne, ex-wife of one of my best friends, Hobbs.
Fair.
So, Suzanne, I might be a little biased when talking about her Hobbs. Anyway, she was a KPVI from like 95 to 2004. Mm-hmm. And here she is for their 50th anniversary last year.
And it was actually a childhood dream of mine to work for Channel 6 News. I did news at Channel 6 for 9 years. And in all of Eastern Idaho and other stations, I worked for a total of 14 years. And covering news in Eastern Idaho has really impacted my life.
James Gunn, I guess, I don't know, saw her on TV and said, she's the one.
I love it.
Okay.
Good for her.
Then you saw in the video clip that we just played, coincidentally, Irma Gerd, my friend, Brenda, you may know her as Baumgartner. Mm-hmm. Other people know her as Stanley. She's a former East Idaho news anchor as well. She was at Local News 8. She was at KPVI. Mm-hmm. She was at Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
15 years ago, she started doing cookbooks.
Which is so fun, by the way.
In fact, I still have a copy of it somewhere, Brenda, the Zucchini Houdini. Remember that one?
Which is such a good way to get kids to eat their vegetables, you know, just hide them in shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the way to do it.
Who doesn't love zucchini bread?
Right.
Well, and she's been really busy for the last 15 years as an author. Mm-hmm. And she's got a new book. It comes out tomorrow. Like, seriously, how coincidental is all of this?
I know, right?
New book comes out tomorrow called It Happened in the Hollow. Mm-hmm. And it takes place right here in East Idaho.
Oh, cool. I love that.
How IFAF is that?
It's very IFAF.
Chris would Pie say, 5.
I was going to say, would you say maybe she's even IFAF this week?
21, or, sorry, Chris Pie 5. 21 finger gun salute. We've done this before in Chef's Kiss.
To you for writing a cool book about our area, or that takes place in our area at least.
Here's the synopsis. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
And then we'll tell you how you can win a free copy.
Ooh.
Benji knows. Benji knows he doesn't belong because he's dead.
Okay, so he knows he's dead.
Spoilers, Brenda. Trapped in the space between, he watches as his parents refuse to give up searching for him. He doesn't remember how he disappeared, only that the woods were the last place he felt alive. And his mother carries a guilt too heavy to bear.
So his mom killed him? I mean, that's what I get. Probably not that. She's probably the red herring.
Could have done something to save him like any parent who loses a child.
Right, right. That's fair.
Yeah.
But, you know, it kind of seems a little bit like The Lovely Bones, only the dead character doesn't know how they died. Okay. Which I think actually is kind of fun because it adds a little extra layer of mystery.
I don't think he doesn't remember how he disappeared.
Right, right.
Anyway, only that the woods were the last place he felt alive. Sounds compelling AF.
Yes.
Brenda, we can't wait to read it. She has generously given us a handful of copies to give away.
Oh, very cool.
So to get yours, if you're listening right now and that interests you, mm-hmm. simply email us info@ifafpod.com. Hey, Island Parkingtons, or whatever we're calling you.
Island Parkers, maybe?
Yes, yeah. Much better.
Well, and you know, I think it makes more sense too, because I feel like a lot of people who live in Island Park are sort of transient, like they stay there for a few months and then leave.
And they're just parking it for
a minute. Right, yeah, right.
Hey, Island Parkers, come get your Amazon Prime Day packages. They're piling up at the post office.
Oh man, those poor postal workers. That's a lot of extra stuff to carry around.
Prime Days last week, the 8th through the 11th, and the post office got full up.
That's so funny. And you know, some of those packages,
come get your shit.
Some of those packages look really big too.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like,
that seems mean to give to a poor mail person to take to you, you know?
They load up those Amazon Prime vans that we sort of made fun of last episode.
I know, right? They're so mean.
The Idaho State Police have clarified a new law that allows you to go 15 miles over the speed limit in the passing lane. Carly, did you know you could do this? I feel like I've left some speed on the table.
Frankly, I'm really pissed that I didn't know that you could do this because I'm constantly going 15 over the speed limit on accident.
Well, they caution against that.
Right.
Let's watch.
The new law when it comes to the passing lanes, they can go 15 miles an hour over their speed limit in that passing lane, as long as the car they're passing is below the speed limit.
Okay. Okay, but also, how do you know?
Right here in this particular lane, you're allowed to go 15 over to pass another car that's going below the speed limit. But again, once you pass, you're required to slow down. The exception to that rule is you can't be towing anything. So a trailer, a boat, a camper, you can't speed up 15 over to get around. Somewhere.
Okay, did everybody get that?
Yes. Weird song choice.
Drive safe, Idaho.
I guess also the thing that I'm kind of concerned about and that I wonder about is... how do you know that the car in the other lane is going under the speed limit?
Right.
You know? Like, yeah, maybe if you're, like, pacing them, you can kind of guesstimate. But technically, even with that, like, what if your odometer's off? What if theirs is off? You know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It seems a little bit like they could catch you on a technicality there.
And let's keep in mind, this does not apply to interstates. It only applies to passing lanes. Mm-hmm. So what's that? Like, on state highways.
Right, right.
Drive up to Swan Valley and you'll see what we mean.
Yes.
So you have to be on a two-lane road. There's a clearly marked passing lane on the left.
Okay.
Passing a vehicle going under the speed limit. Mm-hmm. Does not apply if the speed limit is under 50 or you're towing something like they mentioned.
Okay.
Or you're passing on the right, you weirdo.
Yeah. Well, also, though.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. It's not. Usually if people are passing on the right, it's not their choice.
Slower traffic. Keep right.
I know.
Don't make me pass on the right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but that's good to know. I didn't know you could justify going 50 because we've all done it.
Oh,
have we not?
Of course. Of course. Now, that being said, I really hope that all of the cops are aware of that, too, because I would hate to get a ticket when I know I'm doing everything right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And while we're playing videos, there's a new Idaho conspiracy theory that's sort of, I don't know, piggybacking off of...
Right, the loud booms.
The loud booms. Want to hear all about it? Here we go.
Have you heard about what's going on in Idaho in the northwestern United States? Because a lot more people should be talking about this right now. Over the course of the last month now, I've noticed locals from all over the northwestern United States showing huge cracks appearing in the ground. Now these cracks, and you can find many videos of them, especially with farmers that have been tracking a lot of them and how long they stretch, almost every single time stretch for miles, and I mean literally miles. But the weirdest part is that people for weeks, if not months now, I've been hearing loud booms underground, a lot of times specifically next to where these cracks are appearing. And a farmer actually used a device that estimated how deep some of these cracks go. In one area that stretched up to at least 4 football fields long, the cracks went down over 100 feet deep. Not just that, but I noticed that they used a camera to go down into the cracks as well. And when they did, they noticed a lot of different tunnel ways going back and forth inside of the cracks. Some of which they're saying allegedly stretch to different large areas that have cracks in the ground as well. Not just that, but there's a creator that's on TikTok that's been tracking these for a while. And he actually used a camera of his own to go down into these cracks just much deeper. And when he got near the bottom, he discovered that there is a shit ton of mud and water underneath. Now, why the mud might be expected, that is an excessive amount of water. I'm sure everybody's aware by now of what happened with Africa. But regardless, if you live in the northwestern United States and you have any of these cracks that are appearing, please get in touch with me. Because I want to put as much information as I possibly can out there, because let's be honest, this is kind of serious.
You know he's a local when he says fields.
Thank you. I was thinking the same thing.
Have you seen this in the fields?
That's so funny.
And says creator like crater.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, he's talking about cracks. Mm-hmm. To me, it sounds like a crackhead spouting a crackpot theory.
Right.
But we want to stay on top of these conspiracy theories because one of these days we're going to be right.
Right. Which also, sorry for chuckling in the middle of that. I don't know why I found cracks so funny. So I was sort of saying cracks and practicing my OnlyFans face, you know, and realized that I was probably still on camera.
We'll fill your cracks.
Yeah. So I was just kind of giggling at myself. My bad.
For only philanthropy.
Right. But anyway, as far as this whole thing goes, I don't remember anyone saying anything about the loud boom sounding like they were coming from underground.
I know that was a theory.
Okay, interesting.
And in fact, we brought it up. You know, there's this whole theory that the United States government has tunneled underground from Area 51, Groom Lake, to other mountains. And like, in fact, they even described in the one Ancient Aliens episode that I watched, they described the process of there's some way you can sort of, I don't know, melt dirt or something like you can kind of compress it and it goes down the drain or whatever.
Like, and maybe with like a lot of extra water.
I'm not sure what chemical it is or what the process is called.
Right.
But yeah, okay. You can hollow out a mountain.
Interesting.
I'm sure we have that technology.
I mean, yeah. Even in the whole legend of John Henry, they were able to hollow out a mountain, so.
Yeah. It's a train tunnel, but okay. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Same thing-ish.
I mean, you know, it's the beginnings of hollowing out a mountain.
But it's like, you know, when you watch this stuff, and you know at least somebody else, at least one other person who has watched a video like the one we just watched, is thinking, well, now I've done my own research.
Right.
The fuck you have.
First of all,
the dude, who is this guy? Yeah. Second of all, no cited sources other than to say a guy, a crater on TikTok.
Yeah.
Third of all, what did happen in Africa?
That's what I was going to ask.
A lot of shit's happened in Africa, buddy. Yeah.
Can you get a little more specific, my dude?
By now, I'm sure you've all heard what happened in Bora Bora.
Right. No.
We don't need to talk about that. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
As it applies to lines in the what?
Well, and also, I mean, what? Okay, maybe I'm gonna sound a little ignorant saying this, but also, could this not be just tectonic plate activity too?
Is there a fault line?
Like,
somewhere?
I feel like there could be a lot of things going on here that could be causing this.
We all know the earth shifts,
yeah.
We all know, especially here, not a lot of people think about it, but here in East Idaho, we are in the high desert.
Sure are.
We're like Vegas, only higher in elevation.
Yep.
That's what this is.
Yep.
So, yeah. Just wanted to point that out. Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up. But first, I noticed they canceled the...
Right, yeah.
The water...
The Water Lantern Festival.
Water Lantern Festival.
Not really sure why. I do also think it's funny because you have that whole little saying that you have of, I don't care about the first annual, I care about the second annual.
Yeah,
this was going to be.
Well, and it scares me a little bit. Mm-hmm. And guys, I'm dead serious. Like, you know, all right, episode 100 happened and like confetti didn't fall from the heavens. I don't know what I expected again.
Right.
But I didn't expect for me to say something like, gee, I don't know, the Water Lantern Festival, after talking about the 4th of July and how not a lot of people paid the $10 to park on the Pepsi grounds to watch the fireworks, even though it's the perfect place to watch the fireworks.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people parked outside on McNeil Drive, literally, to save the 10 bucks.
Right, right. Which, honestly, for a whole carload, 10 bucks is very reasonable.
So I made the observation that Idaho Falls doesn't seem very much like a pay to see something, to watch something, to view something sort of town.
A pay-per-view kind of town, you might say.
And then they canceled this Water Lantern Festival.
Right, right.
Like, do we need to watch what we say? I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to, you know,
I
don't
want to yuck anyone's yum. Well, yeah, especially because I think it's a cool idea. Yeah.
But I know when we made fun of that particular post that we mentioned earlier in the show.
Right, right.
At least one of our listeners, one person that we know listens to our show.
Yes.
Made a not kind comment on that post. Didn't ask him to.
Uh-huh. Right.
In fact, was mortified when we saw that.
Well, and also, I mean, speak for yourself there.
And also went, oh my God, tee-hee. You
know. Yeah, right, right.
Anyway, do we have clout? Do people actually give a shit?
I hope so.
Well, I thought we could just
feel a little more worth it.
Cock off over here on the sidelines and with complete immunity, but
right.
Maybe we need to watch our mouths.
Just a little. Yeah. Now, that being said, there are a few things that are coming up this weekend.
All right.
Specifically, this weekend is the final weekend for the Thornshire Renaissance Fair. So that's still going on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 17th through 19th at Krupp Scout Hollow, which is just off the Manan exit north of Rigby.
Okay. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if that's the hollow where it happened.
Did it happen? Brenda, did it happen in that?
Is that the hollow?
Hollow?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Excuse me. Also this weekend, the Mountain West Pulling Nationals is going to turn Sandy Downs Arena in Idaho Falls into a battleground with two huge shows, July 18th and 19th. Don't miss this insane vehicle throwdown with big horsepower on the 300-foot dirt track. Man, I was really trying to do a cool, like, pay or die voice, and I failed miserably. Buy or die? There we go. Yeah.
Like this.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah, battleground.
Yeah. Fun for all ages.
Yeah. Fun for the whole family.
Right.
And I don't know what pulling is. I've heard of Rocky Mountain Pullers Association. Is it tug of war with trucks? I don't know.
I think so. I think they're just like pulling a bunch of stuff behind cars.
Big engines that can do stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which seems fun. Mm-hmm. You know, not pulling, pulling. Yeah.
Not like a gallop pull.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking a pull.
And then coming up later on, the Mountain America Center is going to have their first ever summer market days. That's going to be July 25th and 26th. They're going to have hundreds of businesses, food trucks, artisans, and live entertainment. So might be fun to go to.
Another first annual. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And no sooner had I chosen a new sign-off, Carl.
Uh-huh.
That I... Aren't you forced sometimes to go to Threads even though you don't want to because you see something that looks compelling?
Right, right.
And I know we're on it.
I still haven't taken the time to set up my own account on it and actually stalk it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A guy posted, or no, actually, I think this was a gal who posted this. Hey, what's the male equivalent of being called sweet cheeks or sweetie or sweetheart when someone is trying to infantilize and discredit you? Okay.
Sugar stick?
Right. So a lot of the comments were chief, kiddo, buddy.
Boy.
Sport. Champ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Big guy, little dude. I can see those being
funny.
Insults.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also, I think sweet cheeks works for a dude, too. We all got cheeks.
What's in your sweet cheeks?
Yeah.
On the list, Tiger. And I was like,
I like Tiger.
Yeah,
I think
you know
it's
what?
Nice.
No, I'm too far invested in the word Tiger. So you can all listen, and I'm not going to say this. I'll say this about precious few things. I am never using the word tiger in a sarcastic, sardonic, ironic way.
Right.
It's always meant to support and encourage. I promise you that. The other aggressive and gender neutral term was fucko. That is one of my favorite things to say. But it has to follow look here.
I love that.
Look here, f***o.
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Or what about go get him, f***o?
It's
kind of
nice.
I'll think. Right for now, it's Tiger. I'm sticking with Tiger.
I like it. I'm still trying out a few. So
yeah. Well, with that being said, go get him, Tiger.
And way to go, Fko.
IFAF.